Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be your kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the thresholds shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the Lord, the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am, send me." The word of the Lord.
All right. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Now I will remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, which you also stood through, which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with Scripture, that he was buried, and that he rose on the third day in accordance with Scripture, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to the apostles, last of all, as of one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I work harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that was within me. Whether that it was I or they, so we proclaim to you have come to believe. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him, the gospel of the Lord.
Please pray with me. Loving God, God of grace and glory, we come to you with open hearts and open minds to hear your story and to discover your words of peace, of comfort, of agitation, of shake-up, and of new understanding. Spirit of the living God, fall upon this place in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This story we have heard so many times. Fishers of men, we've heard it preached at women's conferences, fishers of women. We've heard it preached in conferences where it's fishers of people. But I want to talk to you about, here am I. And just what I means to each one of us. And this is not going to be comfortable for me. I'll just tell you. So please bear with me. We're talking about the overlooked, the unfit, the folks that sometimes we sit in our groups and we question whether God called this person at all. I'm reminded as I looked at the colic of the day and our words that we heard and said, "Set us free. Get us out of this mess." But who makes this mess? We do. Who makes our trouble and our confusion and our anxiety and our fear and our roadblocks and all of the things that stops us from doing the same things over and over and over? We do. Regret, shame, and fear. Those are difficult topics to hear on a wonderful Sunday morning when we're supposed to all come together and celebrate. I promise you, at the end of the darkness, there's always light. My first point is, who shall I send? Not Paul. We can't send Paul. Paul persecuted the church. Paul killed all those that followed Christ that came in his path. Why in the world could we trust anything that Paul had to say? Not Peter. Peter was full of sin. We can't trust anything that Peter said. Peter is a sinful person. He's one of those fishermen down at the dock that smokes and drinks and cusses. And we can't trust that man. We don't even know if he puts all his money in where it's supposed to be. You know, we see people behind there giving him the cash and him slipping them extra. Whom shall I send? Me? How can we trust me? Oh, I come from a different background. Oh, he's not this. He's not that. Maybe he should be more like this. How can God trust you? As we come into church, we get in many different boats. Our boats are decorated so beautiful on the outside. They look nice. They've got a fresh coat of paint on them. We hang our fancy jewelry on them. We make them look nice. Our boats sit neatly beside each other, but we are very reluctant to let people in to see the shame and the regret and the sin and all of the things we wish we should have done, but we didn't do. Who shall I send? If not great Paul, if not great Peter, if not little me, if not big Mother Pat, if not us, who shall we send? Who shall we send? Who is qualified to preach the gospel? Number two, we're all called, but few ever pick up the phone. Can you come here a minute, Sally? Have a seat, Sally. That's okay. I called Sally, and there was an immediate action. When I called Sally, she got up, she answered the call, and she came to me. When Jesus Christ calls you, do you sit there? Do you hit the mute button? Do you send it to voicemail? Do you think I'll call back later? I called and Sally came. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, calls us every single day to action. And we choose whether we're going to hide in our boat of shame and regret and sin, knowing that we were born into sin and will die into sin. And we choose how we'll act. Whom shall I send? Who's good enough? This is also a story of obedience. These men are tired. They've worked all day. I don't know if any of you have worked on a boat. Everybody thinks when I take the boat out, it's all fun. It's fun for you. It's not fun for me for the 2 hours of prep that I have to get the boat ready and the 3 or 4 hours after you leave that I have to clean the boat up. These men were exhausted and they were tired. And Jesus says, cast these nets. I want you to think about something. I talked about the stuff we hide in our boats. And Jesus asked them to cast that away. And when they trusted Jesus and they cast away their doubt and their fear that they had of this deep water and they became obedient to Jesus, what happened? The boats were full. The boats were full, so full that they had to call others to come and help them. Point three, deep waters and little boats. I don't know about y'all, but I wish we could sue the makers of the movie Jaws. Jaws forever ruined me ever wanting to go past over where I can stand in the ocean. I have an extreme fear of water that is anywhere over about here, and I better be able to see the bottom. We all fear the deep water, but a lot of times for many different things. In the deep water, in our boats, we're able to hold on to our anger and our resentment. In deep water, we can hide and go out and revisit the things that we cast aside, but occasionally have to go back out and pick it up. Because we think it's part of who we are, but it's not. Can you envision a life where you actually put who you were on the side of your boat and you cast out the things that hindered you from doing the work that Christ has called you to do? And that's the question. We play here at St. Thaddeus in shallow waters. Now I'm fixing to get in trouble. We play in shallow waters. We play with folks we know. We only do the things that we've always done because those things are safe. And yet we wonder where the people are. I went to conference and had a chance to listen to a section about church growth, and it talked about what a church is and isn't. And I grew up learning two things. A church is a hospital where folks go and get well. And then it's a place where you celebrate. The problem we have in our churches today is we never all get completely well. And anybody new that comes in, we have to beat up on them a little bit. Or anybody that's our friend, we have to beat up on them a little bit because we have to make ourselves feel a little better, make our boat look a little nicer, and hide our little things a little deeper. I'm going to be as transparent as possible here. Things that we need to remove from our boat. Control. Shame. I received a text this morning from a brother. I can't say who because it was confidential, but I was told I could say brother, and it said, "I am so regretful and shameful because I knew the things that I was supposed to do, that I was called to do, but because of this, this, and this, I didn't do." Regret's hard to live with. It's hard to live with. It takes time to overcome. I had to dig it out of my boat 3 or 4 times. It kept floating back to me. And I picked it back up because it looked pretty. But it continued to destroy who God had called me to be. Let down your nets. Let go of the things that keep you from serving the living God. Follow Christ. And this is the hard part if you never hear anything else, because I love this. People say, "God called me to." Are you sure? Are you sure you're doing the will of God? Or is it your own? Once you're willing to let go of that baggage, are you sure that you have to be on every committee of the church? Whoa. Are you sure that your faith has to be involved in every dealing? I don't think so. Because I know about burnout. And so do you. When God calls us, God always makes a way. When God calls us, the path begins to become easy. When God calls us and says, "Come and follow me," the obstacles begin to be removed. You don't have to fight for a position on this or that, or constantly feel like you're swimming up against stream. Maybe, brother or sister, you need to let go and let God. Leave it behind. Jesus says, "Do not be afraid." Ooh. Do not be afraid. The grace of God is with you. In the Psalms it says, "God will perfect you." That the work of your hands, if it's called by God, God will bless that and perfect that. And if it's called by you, you need to rethink who called you. The other part of the colic, after we talk about woe, sinful me, set me free, talks about abundant life and freedom that is freely given in Jesus Christ. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Use me. Here I am. Send me. Here I am. Leave behind the stuff that folks tell me I am and use me for who you called me to be. Here I am, Lord. put plugs in my ears so that I only hear and commune with you. Here I am, Lord. Remove the obstacles in my path so that I can go into the deep water and be a fisher person bringing folks into the fold. Here I am. Send me. Here you sit. May God send you. Amen.
Please stand. Let us profess our faith by saying the Nicene Creed found on page 8 of our bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the people. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them joy, bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list. Margaret, Steve, Nicole, Courtney and JR, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Ryan and Haley, Teddy, Richard, Regina, Irene, Jim, Michael, Laura, Baylor, Shelley, Ed and Pat, Alberta, Tom, Jane, Tony, Zach, Chuck and Betsy, Michael, Clara, Georgina, Joycey, Bill,
Martha, Shane, Judy, Jean, Richard, Jackie, Pat, Morgan Ray, Raphael, David, Randy, Judy, Jeff, Melvin and Barbara, Patricia, Norma, Elaine, Sherry, Jason, Corey, and Hannah.
Lord, in your mercy,
send
your spirit upon this congregation and prepare our hearts for the coming of a new priest. Lord, in your mercy, turn us unto your ways, O God, and grant us courage to encounter new paths. Lord, in your mercy, turn us unto your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's need. Lord, in your mercy. Are there other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Jerry Lettner and Jonathan Nemec.
We give thanks for the anniversary of Bob and Joan Guthrie's. Lord, in your mercy,
we commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have loved our neighbors
as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you, and please greet Joan and Bob as they walk down the aisle. Love you too. Peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks for grace.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused a new light to shine in our hearts, to give the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might,
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the
to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming to glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with Francis, Mary, Dominic, Jude, Thaddeus, and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
gifts of God for the people of God. Following the communion, we offer healing and we offer it here on this sod. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you.
name of Christ, alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God, alleluia, alleluia.